Hello, welcome to the Above the Clouds podcast. I'm your host, Gaynor Turner, and in this and my future episodes, I'll be talking through all things expat and living in the fabulous Emirate of Dubai to starting my own fashion business and manifesting, plus being a mum to my two children and setting financial as well as life goals to achieve absolutely anything. So good morning, everyone. How are you? I hope you're really well. It's Friday, so everybody is well on a Friday. I hope you've had a really, really good week. This is actually a pre-recorded episode because from next week, the children are off on their two-week sort of spring break or Easter holiday. And then straight after that, we've got Eid as well. So we may well have 3 weeks, which will just be pure bliss. And last Eid, that was when we actually went to Abu Dhabi and had a lovely staycation there. We were sort of toying with the idea of going away, and we may still do. But sometimes it's nice just to be at home as well, isn't it? And just go out and about doing different things. So last weekend, we had quite a busy weekend. So we went to the polo club on Friday night and had a lovely evening. And and then on Saturday we had our big celebration night out at the meat company, and it was so lovely and the food was amazing. But it's the staff. I think the staff are just so incredible. If you'd never been there, I really would highly recommend it. And especially if it's a special occasion, like a birthday, because they do surround you and then play the bongos. And I put a clip of it on my Instagram, but it's just so lively in there and such good fun. So we had a really lovely evening and just took a moment to sort of pause and celebrate the fact that we'd bought the house. So it's nice just to have that moment. And I think you do need to go out to celebrate just to give you a bit of perspective and just to really talk about it. It was lovely. So we went for a couple of drinks first and had a lovely cocktail and had just a lovely, lovely evening. And then on Sunday, we went out, just me and Molly went out to the mall and we met up with our friends. So I went off for a coffee with her mom, and then Molly went out with her friend just shopping and just had a really lovely time. And then this weekend, it's literally all go now. And like I said, be careful what you wish for, because I wanted sort of really fun weekends. And now we've got nothing but fun weekends for the next, I think it's like 3 weeks or something. But me and Richard are going out and we're really, really excited. So we're actually going for a brunch with a friend that Richard worked with when we very first lived here. And he has since got engaged, and we're sort of meeting him and his fiance. And I think there's a few other people going out as well. And then the children are having a sleepover at the Holmeses, which are at our family friends. And they just have a whale of a time there. So they're really excited. And even the dogs are going, they're going for a staycation in the dog hotel as well. So everyone's happy. So we're doing that. So I'll let you know all about that. I can't remember where we're going. I think it's somewhere in JBR. Should be fun for all. So this week's episode, I actually wanted to talk about self-esteem and basically sort of go into it, delve into it in a little bit more detail. Because I think a lot of people may misunderstand what self-esteem is, and they may think that it's just confidence. And I think confidence is definitely an element of self-esteem, but it's basically how we value and perceive ourselves based on our own opinions and beliefs about us. So it's almost like your appraisal of your own value and your own worth. Now, the reason why it's important is if you have good self-esteem, you tend to find that value in yourself. So that makes you better able to cope with stressful or stressful situations or pressure, say at home or at work or at school. So an example of why self-esteem can be low could be things like having an unhappy childhood where adults or teachers are extremely critical, or poor school performance academically, or things like ongoing stress at home or financial trouble, which will then result in them becoming very upset by criticism or disapproval from others. And that may also lead the person to avoid doing anything where they may be judged or measured against other people. Now, today I wanted to focus purely on children's self-esteem and to look at ways in which we can build our children up to have an unshakable feeling of confidence and self-belief. Now, this episode actually came on the back of me seeing an Instagram post the other day where a mum was actually asking an expert how she could protect her daughter from the various risks of the internet and social media. And the expert's advice was actually a bit of a surprise. And what he actually said was, what you have to do is protect your child's self-esteem before anything sort of gets embedded in them from anything that they've seen on social media. So if you build up your child's self-esteem and really work on it on a daily basis when they're young, but obviously sort of throughout their childhood, they will have an unshakable coat of armour. So then anything that they see online, any comparisons to other people, any feedback they get from friends at school or things that may happen at school, they've already got this built-in sort of strength and this built-in resilience. And I was also reading an interesting article the other day, again, all about self-esteem. And it said that you cannot out-argue somebody with self-esteem issues. So, for example, a teenager with shattered self-esteem, as they are fully convinced that they are inadequate and worthless. So you telling them that they're talented and wonderful doesn't work and doesn't get through to them because their self-perception is distorted or broken. So instead, it's much better to help your child before they form negative opinions of themselves. Now, what we can do, if we take a look at some telltale signs to look out for in your child that may sort of give you some clues on how their self-esteem is. So, for example, if they do have low self-esteem, they may well be people pleasers. So they might find it hard to say no to people. And it can sometimes mean that they often get taken advantage of. They may even do things like wanting to invite a classmate home for a play date or for a sleepover that they don't even like or that maybe isn't treating them very nicely at school. But in their mind, they're just wanting their approval and they're wanting to be liked. They may also have a fear of failure, so they might be reluctant to try new things or go to unfamiliar places or become very nervous of new activities because they're convinced that they're not going to be any good at it. And leading on from that, they may also give up easily. So if your child is trying a new activity, do they persevere with it until they master it? Or do they convince themselves that they aren't capable? Which was so me as a child, like trying to learn to ride a bike. You know, I'm seeing a lot of similarities here. But one thing in particular that I wanted to talk about in a bit more detail is sometimes a child with low self-esteem can have a lack of perspective. And basically look at one particular scenario. So if somebody said something unkind to them during the day and fail to see any evidence to the contrary of that, so we'll completely take it to heart. So we actually had this exact example on Friday just gone. And it was basically that Molly had been on the bus coming home from school. And, you know, there's always been a real group of lively girls on the bus and they've always gotten along. But more recently, there seems to be a bit of a divide in personalities. So people are splitting off into groups. And that's fine. And that's completely normal. And friendships will change and evolve over time. And people will move more towards people that they get along with or they have more in common with. So all that is completely fine and completely healthy. But this divide was starting to turn a little bit unpleasant. So, you know, there were certain groups of girls who Molly had always got along with, who then started sort of whispering about Molly sort of sitting with her friend. And then this sort of divide started growing. But one of the girls on the other side of the bus who was doing this sort of whispering and giving funny looks is actually a friend of Molly's and had been friends with Molly for a good probably 18 months, in fact, since she started the school. So I think Molly's grown a sort of resilience since being at the school, because I think you just do when you go to senior school. But I think because it was her friend, it had upset her. So when she got home on Friday, she was saying that her friend wasn't speaking to her. And I said, why don't you just send her a message and just say, hey, I noticed that we haven't been speaking on the bus. Is everything okay? You know, have I done anything to upset you? And sort of sent a message, because I believe so much in communication. You know, the more you let something fester, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So just ask the person outright and it will just sort of break it down. And then she didn't hear back from her, but Molly saw that she had read the message. So obviously over the weekend, this was getting bigger and bigger in Molly's mind, and she was getting really upset about it and upset about all the nice times that they'd spent together, and was visibly bothered by it. You know, you could tell in her face, in her mannerisms, even when we went out, you know, she wasn't quite herself. So then I was saying things to her like, well, people don't always respond straight away. And sometimes, you know, people may have forgotten to respond, or, you know, she'll get round to responding later. But me saying that she'd forgotten to respond wasn't working. Just the same as trying to convince somebody with low self-esteem that they're beautiful and they've got so much going for them. It won't get through because the damage is already done. So then I thought about it another way, and I thought, what we need to do here is change Molly's perspective of the situation, and sort of give her a new way of looking at it and give her outside influences that will build her up again. So what we did instead, we arranged to meet her friend at the mall. And this is a friend she's known for years and years, who is such a sunshiny person, who adores Molly and Molly adores her. And she's just one of those lovely friends that when Molly comes away from being with her, she's lighter, she's happier, she's just had a lovely, lovely time. So we did that. So we went out to the mall and Molly just had a great time and felt that she could really be herself, went off and, went for a drink and everything, and just had a nice few hours with her. And then when we met up, Molly and I then went off and did a bit of shopping. And she's actually been looking at these Lululemon leggings. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the brand, but it's basically an all singing, all dancing sort of workout shop that does these lovely leggings and sort of hoodies and all these kind of clothes, but rather expensive. So I had actually told her to put some of these things on her birthday list in August. But she was telling me that her dance teacher had told her that she needed some new black leggings. And she's also going away with the school for a couple of nights after Eid. And so I thought, she does really need some sporty clothes. So I said to her, why don't you just try them on and we'll have a look to see how they fit. And she tried them on and they looked fantastic on her. And then she'd also got this particular, it was not quite a hoodie, it's just like a zip-up jacket type thing. She's had that on her vision board and on her wish list and her birthday list for months and months, and she keeps showing me this. And they'd actually got it in the shop. So I said, why don't you just try the jacket on with it and just see how it looks, and then you'll know whether or not you want it for your birthday. And they'd also got sliders there, and she was growing out of her sliders. And also, you know, she's going to be 13 soon. So the sliders that she'd got were more sort of younger sliders, fluffy ones or with diamantes on. But they had these really cool sliders. So she'd got those on as well. And what I noticed in her when she stepped out of that changing room and she'd got that outfit on, I saw a noticeable change in her, and you could tell that she felt $1 million, and the whole outfit looked so beautiful on her, and she just looked like she'd sort of grown 10 inches. And I think before then, you know, she'd sort of got a lot of clothes in her wardrobe. Some of them didn't fit that well. A lot of them were incredibly casual, you know, sort of baggy t-shirts and baggy jumpers and everything. But I think by her putting on an outfit that she'd wanted for so long, but also that fit her so beautifully, and I say the whole outfit as well, it just looked incredible on her. And yeah, she was just smiling from ear to ear. So I think you know where this is going. So I ended up buying her the whole outfit. And Richard said, you know, to see her later on when we came home and she tried on the outfit and showed him, he said, you know what, you know, whatever it costs, that is worth it to see her smiling again. And the thing is, it's not about buying your child things to fix self-esteem, because that won't do it. You've got to get deeper than that. But it can certainly help. So if they've got, you know, something that they feel good in, and we all know that, you know, if we all wear something good that feels fantastic, that fits us well, what it does, even for your posture, you know, you'll be standing more upright and it will give you armor. So even though she's not wearing these clothes to school, she knows that she's got them and she's sort of stepping into a new version of herself. You know, because she has always been sort of quite a sweet, you know, sort of personality within the group. And again, there are a lot of strong characters at her school, very forthright, you know, will say exactly what their opinion is. And she has some lovely friends at the school. But yes, I think this particular thing had really, really got to her. And then yesterday, I thought, do I send her a message in the day, sort of asking her how she's getting on, or do I just leave her and then we'll talk about it when she gets home? And she got home and I said, how was the bus? Was everything okay? And she said, it was fine. She still wasn't speaking to me. She said, but do you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to ask her outright, is everything okay? And she probably wouldn't have done that before. But I think she's getting more perspective. I think spending time with some nice friends over the weekend that have built her up. And I say, it's not that you can rely on other people to build you up. You have to do that yourself. But at the same time, it can't help to get better perspective, that just because one person has said something unkind or made you feel a certain way, that's not everybody's opinion. And that's just one person. And then soon enough, that opinion will shrink and will be more sort of insignificant to you, because you've got all this evidence to the contrary that you're amazing just as you are. So I think when the balance is redressed by taking some measures to help them feel better, you know, even if they already do have really bad self-esteem, there are things that they can do, like spending time with people outside of school, maybe, that are really positive people, you know, going somewhere that they really enjoy going just to lift their spirits, and to always have an open conversation around the dinner table, because that gives a child perspective. I think when they're sitting there having dinner and you've taught them how to talk about anything at all that's on their mind, because they know they're loved and they're in a safe space and they have nothing but complete support from you, you can offer tips and advice and talk it through. And, you know, Richard's opinion, when Molly had said about what had happened, he said, that happens sometimes. And he was just like, who cares? You know, literally, who cares? Maybe you've misunderstood. Maybe she has just forgotten to reply. But if it was a deliberate thing, then, you know, she's not worth ruining your weekend over. And look how many lovely friends you've got, and, you know, all these kind of things. So I think hearing different people's perspective as early as possible in their childhood will give them a real grounding, that they know who they are and they know that they're loved and accepted exactly how they are. And then they can handle these sort of challenges, because they will inevitably come up from time to time. So to finish off, if we just take a look at some positive steps that you can take as a parent to help build that self-esteem up. So giving your child undivided attention every day without any devices or anything nearby, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes, just cuddling up on the settee, or, you know, just sitting down, having a drink with them, asking them how their day was, just talking, you know, having nice time without any pressure around or time constraints, really builds up their self-value. Also, letting them make decisions for themselves, because this will give them a confidence that they're capable and able to make good decisions. Things like giving them chores as well and responsibilities, because that will also build up not only their skills, but will help them to feel more capable and have a sense of pride in their surroundings, like tidying their bedroom, for example. You should always avoid comparisons, so never compare them to another sibling or somebody else in the family or somebody else that they know, because we're all complete individuals. Encouraging hobbies is always a good one, again, to promote new skills, but also to get them to make friendships outside of school, because I just think that's so healthy. And also being a good role model yourself, so showing healthy behaviours and you showing self-confidence in yourself, because then they will learn that that is the best way to be. Listening to them, I think, is absolutely vital. So always encourage conversations, so that they feel sort of heard and they're able to sort of voice any concerns or worries that they may have. And then I would always really encourage time with friends, time off screens, you know, really try and limit the time that they are looking at screens and are influenced by what they're looking at, because you can't police them all the time. This is what the guy said on the Instagram post. He said, you cannot watch your child all the time and you cannot police every single thing that they're watching or what somebody's saying to them at school. But really talking about sort of the importance of not being on it all the time so that they do have clear perspective. And then finally, I would just say about the perspective, give them more perspective in situations. So I think probably one of the best ways of doing that is taking them away, taking them out of the situation. You know, maybe go away for a weekend somewhere or go out for the day or go to a restaurant on the evening. Because when you're away from home and away from your normal surroundings, that's when conversations open up and, you know, just a change of scenery and a breath of fresh air can really help them to see that actually this is just one thing that's happened, and it's not true, and, you know, get them to think more clearly. Because I think what we all want to see in our children is confidence and, you know, real self-belief that they can do anything, that they're loved, that they're valued, and just really happy children. And that's what we all want as parents. So I hope that those tips have sort of been useful, because I think especially as children start going into senior school and start getting a phone, those are the times to really sort of put these things in place and keep an eye on things and, you know, just keep doing those positive steps. And also keep having the conversations about the safety of being online and what things to look out for and what things to be very, very careful of. Just have that open dialogue at home. So, yeah, so I hope you found some of those tips useful. And obviously, I hope that your children won't have any of these issues. But we're all humans, so from time to time, I'm sure they will face challenges like that as peer pressure, you know, sort of increases throughout school. But yes, I hope you found that useful. But you can find me on Instagram at Gainer Above the Clouds. My online store is abovetheclouds.boutique, and that has all of my digital products. So my daily planners, my journals, my gratitude journals. And I've also got some new things on there, like budget worksheets, and things like that, if that's your bag, as well as my beautiful clothing is on there as well. But yes, in the meantime, I hope you have a fabulous weekend ahead, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now. We'll be right back.